The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's 800-103.5 KINY. Gold medal basketball action continues. It's time for the Killer Bees, the B Bracket. Here's Mike.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it very much. Jacob, come over here a second, buddy. I got a visitor up here in the booth. Jacob Frisky, how are you?
Good.
How old are you?
10.
Are you? And so you've got to come with Dad, Andrew Frisky, tonight to come to the game and come up to the broadcast booth. See where, when he tells you he's working, do you know that he really is if he's sitting up here?
No.
You didn't think so? I could understand why. So how about you? Do you play basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you like to play?
Basketball.
Okay, any particular position?
Point guard.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. And how long have you been playing, since you can remember?
Yeah.
Dad's quite a basketball player. You know, a lot of people think a lot of him around here.
Yeah.
You could follow in his footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
You look a lot like your dad. I'm glad to hear that. Actually see it.
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to stay up here with us for a little while? All right, say hi to Mom out there.
Hi.
There you go. All right, Andrew, we'll talk to you later. Jacob, thanks for coming over and talking to me. I put you on the spot. You did pretty good for a 10-year-old kid. And I like having guys like that that aren't shy. So we're going to do a real quick deal here with Alaska Seaplanes. KINY and Alaska Seaplanes have teamed up again for the 2017 Roadshow. We, KINY, will be flying throughout Southeast Alaska with Alaska Seaplanes, broadcasting from different events throughout the year. For the last few weeks, people have entered at each Alaska Seaplanes location for their chance to win a round-trip airline ticket anywhere Alaska Seaplanes flies. And every evening during gold medal games, we'll give away a ticket. We missed it last night, so right now I'm going to give away last night's, and later in this broadcast, we'll give away tonight's. So all you folks over there in Haines, how about a big shout-out and a round of applause for Valerie McCandless. Valerie McCandless, who won the tickets from last night from Alaska Seaplanes. And we're ready to play some basketball here, James.
Yes, we are.
Is that all you got to say?
No. So we have Hunas in the red jerseys with white numbers, and Rangel with the black jerseys and red numbers. We have the tip-off, and the tip-off comes down to John Torres for Huna. Huna's going to be going left to right. Torres going to drive on Tony Harding. He puts it up over him, bounces around, rebound comes down to number 44. That's going to be Jason Clark for Rangel. Clark passed the ball over to Andrew Versteeg. Is that how you pronounce it?
It is Versteeg.
Versteeg over to number 11, Ryan Howell. Back over to 44, Jason Clark is going to put up a three. So we have a quick three-pointer by Metlakatla, as they are the guest. Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be DJ Lindstrom. Lindstrom being guarded by, let's see, what number is that, 13. That's going to be Mitch Mork, and we have the ball stolen away by Rangel. Coming back the other way for Rangel is going to be number 11, passes it out to 33. 11 is Ryan Howell, passes it out to Andrew Bursey. He puts up a three, rebounded, or it's no good. Rebound comes down to Huna. Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be Torres. Over to Fisher. Fisher puts up a three. No good. Rebound Torres. Puts it up. No good. Grabs his own rebound again. Puts it up off the glass. And good.
So two points go to John Torres?
Yes.
All right. And a little bit ago, just so people aren't confused, you said Metlakatla. You were still in the last game. You actually had me confused.
Okay.
It's kind of like when I called
Rangel in this elimination game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you about Chevy Chase in the last game.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Yogurt.
Yep.
So I got you confused. Now you're sharing it with me. Anyway, we do have Huna going against Rangel. And
Tony Harding put that one up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Charles Cartiti. Cartiti over to Lindstrom. Back to Cartiti. Cartiti being guarded by Mitch Mork. Over to Brian Koenig. Koenig's going to put it up for three. No good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to George Fisher. He passed the ball out to Cartiti. Being guarded by Tony Harding. Back out to Fisher. Fisher bounce pass over to DJ right in front of the Rangel bench. And Brian Koenig put that one up. It's no good. slapped out of bounds by Huna's John Torres. So coming back the other way for Rangel is going to be number 13, Mitch Mork.
So we have a 3-2 ball game, a 3 made by Rangel, a 2 by Huna, and Huna's Rangel's got the ball as they're moving right to left here. You give it a long 3 by Ryan Howell in the left corner, won't go.
Coming back the other way for Huna is going to be DJ Lindstrom. 17 and a half to play, 3-2 with Rangel on top of Huna as the loser is out and the winner moves on to the championship. Cartiti pulls up a 3, hits the front of the rim, no good, grabs his own rebound over to DJ Lindstrom. He's going to put up a baseline 3, it's up, no good, a little bit too hard, rebound comes down to Tony Harding. Harding bringing the ball up for Rangel over to number 11, Ryan Howell. He's going to put up a 3 and it's up and good.
Two threes now for Rangel. They lead by 4.
Yep, 6-2. Rangel on top of Huna, bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be DJ. DJ being guarded by number 44, Jason Clark. DJ, long court pass over to, side court pass over to Charles Cartiti. He puts it up, no good, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul on
55 or 44.
Number 9, so that's going to be Tony Harding. He's going to pick up his first personal.
When Eric puts up both hands, when he's given the numbers, it's not what I'm used to.
Yeah. So inbound pass goes to Fisher, back over to Cartiti, over to Lindstrom, and he does a nice little reverse layup. So DJ Lindstrom's going to pick up 2 points as we have a score of 6-4. And back the other way for Rangel is going to be number 11. That's Ryan Howell. Puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to 33. That's going to be Andrew Versig. He got the ball back over to number 11, which is Ryan Howell. He put it up, no good. And then we have the ball stolen away by David Lindstrom. Lindstrom over to Koenig. Koenig's going to pull up for a 3. It's up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Rangel.
Picking it off for Rangel is number 44, Jason Clark. He'll bring it to the timeline. They're going to go to Howell, right-hand baseline. We're staying underneath. He puts it up. Shot misses.
Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Brian Koenig. Koenig's going to pick up his first personal foul.
Versteeg's going to go to the line. One team foul each. Versteeg's shot is up, and it's good, and he's in the book. Now a 7-4 three-point lead for Rangel.
Second free throw up and good.
So he gets a pair.
We have 8-4. Rangel on top of Huna. Torres bringing the ball up for Huna. Over to Fisher on top. He's going to pull it from the free throw line. Fakes. Passes it to Lindstrom. Lindstrom's going to drive into a double team. Puts it up off the glass and good.
Lindstrom now has 4 and it's a 6-8 ball game. And Huna trails by 2.
Bringing the ball up for Rangel's going to be number 34, Eric James, over to Tony Harding. Harding being guarded by John Torres. Has the ball slapped away by Torres.
Nice steal by Huna.
That was. Bringing the ball up for Huna's going to be Torres. Pass the ball over to wide open George Fisher. Thought about taking a 3. Pass it inside to Brian Koenig. Right back to George Fisher. Nice give and go. So George Fisher is going to pick up his first 2 points in the game. And we have a tie game.
Rattles it around as he rolls about 8 times around the rim before it decided to fall in the net. There was no way it wasn't going to go. Harding will come down. He's going to jump one up and gets it partially blocked. Gets his own rebound. Left-hand baseline. Tries a turnaround jumper in between two defenders from Huna, and a whistle and a foul. It might be George is going to get that one.
Yep. George Fisher is going to pick up his first personal foul.
So that'll bring Harding to the free throw line.
So right at the 15-minute mark, we're tied at 8. Harding going to the free throw line, shooting a pair. First free throw is up and good. His first point of the game.
Second one for Harding. And he makes a pair, and that's 4-for-4 for Rangel here from this charity stripe, and they lead 2 by 2, 8-10.
Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be Lindstrom over to Torres. Torres being guarded by number 44, that's Jason Clark. He puts it up over Clark, no good. Rebound comes down to Eric James. James bringing the ball up for Rangel, being guarded by Fisher. Pass the ball over to number 33, that's going to be Andrew Versig. He puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Huna.
Taking that one off was Fisher on a nice rebound.
Fisher going to pull it for a 3. It's up and good.
Nothing but net on that one. We have 11-10, a lead change now.
Yep. Kuna back on top by a point. 14 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this elimination game in the Mighty B bracket. Driving for Rangel is going to be number 33, Anser Bursting. He drove it up into pretty good coverage. I didn't see who his defender was, but he was well guarded. He put it up with a nice right-handed underscoop layup, and we have another lead change as Rangel goes back on top. On the Huna side, George Fisher puts it up inside the free throw line, and it's up and good.
He gets that spin on that ball, and he just rolls around the rim for a while like a whirlpool and drops in, and it's going to be Rangel as we have our third lead change. They are trailing by one. The bounce pass down in the left-hand corner to Versteeg. Now to Harding. Harding in the paint, turnaround jumper up. It's partially blocked. Nice block under there by number 10, Cartiti. And they knock it out of bounds, a whistle and a foul.
We're going to have a second foul on Tony Harding. And George Fisher picked up 7 quick points there in the last minute and a half.
Actually, he did on a 3 of 2 twos.
Yep.
So we got a slowdown in the action. Andrew Frisky's still up here. I'm going to put you on the spot. First of all, you guys had a great game last night coming back from 16.
Yeah, it was quite the comeback. We're still kind of in shock that we're get to play in the championship tomorrow.
So I was talking to you earlier, and you said some of the crowd that's gathered around you down there. James, who made that?
We had a whistle and a foul.
Oh, who made? Did we get a bucket?
No.
Okay. People asking you, the Haynes, Cluck One crew, who you would have rather played, Metlakatla, who lost the last one. Now you're going to play the Juno James gang. What were your thoughts before the outcome of that game?
Well, honestly, I thought we'd be playing Metlakatla again, you know, just because we played them last year. They're just a tough team. Juno lost their first game of the tournament and had to battle through the loser's bracket. And I thought by now their legs would have caught up with them. I mean, they're all old enough to play in the Masters division, most of those guys. And so pretty impressive win over Metlakatla. Who we'd rather play, that's a tough one, too. Metlakatla, of course, gave us a super close game last night. But Juno's on a roll. You know, they won 4 in a row. So, you know, it's like I said, it's just kind of let it happen, and we'll take who comes. So,
all right.
You know, I don't want to say one way or the other, but we're excited to play Juno. You know, we know everybody on both teams, and, you know, we played Metlakatla more, but we know the Juno guys as well.
All right, good deal. Thank you, Andrew.
All right, thanks, Mike, for doing such a great job for gold medal this year.
Well,
and past years.
Well, you've been a big part of that. I appreciate it. Ryan Howell nailed it, too.
Yeah, we had a turnover on the Rangel side. That's number 11, Spencer Stavi. Or, sorry, number 23, Spencer Stavi had a travel. On the Huna side, Jalen Prince puts up a three, and he hits nothing but net. And now we have Huna on top of Rangel by a score of 18-12, just under the 13-minute mark. Back on the Rangel side, Eric James passed the ball over to number 11. That was going to be Ryan Howell, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And I think Spencer Stavi is going to pick up his second personal foul, and he does.
All right, and the Frisky boys, Andrew and Jacob, head out to get back and join their friends down in the crowd, their families, as we come back underway. Huna coming down.
Into the ball game for Huna is going to be Richard Moore. He brought the ball up for Huna, passed the ball over to John Torres. He puts up a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Fisher. Fisher thought about taking a three, being guarded by Stavi. Passed the ball over to Lindstrom. Lindstrom over to Jalen Prince, back over to Fisher. Fisher's going to pull up a three right in front of the Rangel bench. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Rangel. That's Eric James. Bringing the ball up for Rangel is going to be number 13. That's going to be Mitch Mork. Mork over to Robbie Marshall. Back over to Mork. He puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Ryan Howell. He's going to get his first 2 points of the game on a missed shot. So give him 2 points and give Huna the 4-point lead as they're up on Rangel with a score of 18-14, just inside the 12-minute mark. This is the Mighty B bracket. Richard Moore for three, up, no good. Rebound comes down to Rangel's Eric James.
Actually, Howell has a three and a two. You missed a three on him. He's got five.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
No worries. Back out to Mitch Moore because here comes Rangel. They trail 18-14. Now, Huna steals the ball, and they're going to come down on the near side. Cartiti will set it up. Now he gives off to Jalen Prince. Prince on the right side gives back over to DJ Lindstrom as they work the right side of the circle. Now Lindstrom will take it around, comes out to Fisher, top of the key, inside the paint. Now he goes to Richard Moore on the right-hand baseline. Moore can't shoot. He'll bring it back out. Moore back over to Lindstrom, across the top of the key. Now Cardi to George comes out, Fisher on the left side. Now on the right side coming out and putting it up for three is going to be Jalen Prince, and he's got his second three. And it's a 21-14 7-point lead with under 11 minutes to go, and we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. It's going to be a 30. There's 10:56 to go. Ona 21, Wrangell 14, back in 30 seconds.
Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
And I will find my recap sheet here when we come to halftime and recap the rest of earlier two games of today. Unless you've got them somewhere handy when we finally get time. This is a fast-paced game. We're back in action. Wrangell with the ball. They trail by seven. They're going to work it down. Clark inside the lane. Can't shoot. Comes back over as he comes out to Eric James. James on the give and go down the baseline, rolls it up, and that'll rattle around, and James gets a nice assist and picks up the two from the left-hand baseline. 21-16, they're back within five.
Bringing the ball up for Kuna is going to be John Torres. He puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Wrangell. And
Howell's going to be tied up by George Fisher. Jump ball, yeah. Alternate possession, is going to give it over to Wrangell. Now we'll have substitutions as Brian Koenig is going to come back in and going to sit down. It's going to be Fisher for Huna. And it'll be James, Eric James to inbound it.
As the possession arrow favored Wrangell for the jump ball.
Comes in to Andrew Versteeg. Versteeg across the timeline very slowly on the left-hand dribble. He's met out there by Jalen Prince. Prince follows him around to the right side, all the way down to the baseline. Back out top of the key. Long three, put up and off the front of the rim. Looked like it was going to go, but it didn't by Jason Clark. Huna clears the boards.
Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be Richard Moore over to Jalen Prince. Jalen Prince just knocked down a couple of threes on the two possessions that he had. He drove inside the paint, had the ball slapped away. He was looking for a foul, but it was slapped away by Wrangell, so it will remain Huna's ball.
Ryan got a clean block on that one.
Yep.
Now substitutions. Coming back in is going to be number 10, Cartiti, going to sit down as Lindstrom.
Moore to inbound the ball over to Cartiti. Cartiti up, no good. Rebound comes down to Eric James for Wrangell.
Back over to Versteeg, back to Eric James on the right-hand dribble. Comes to the left side. Down the lane, halfway, the bottom of the circle. Works it inside. Little turnaround jumper in the paint. Nice move by Jason Clark, who got a nice assist by Eric James. And Clark now has five.
Yep, bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be Torres. Torres being guarded by Eric James of Wrangell. Torres going to drive inside the paint, and I think they're going to call an offensive foul as Torres kind of lowered his shoulder a little bit and gave his defender a push.
Yeah, James hit the ground, and that was a good call.
That was.
So Torres comes up with his first foul. 13 foul for Huna, 4 for Wrangell. Wrangell with the ball. Versteeg gets the inbounds pass from Eric James. He'll come across, a couple dribbles on the right side, now on the left hand. Comes around, over and back, across the top of the key, works his way in the paint. Nice block by Cartiti, or did he get a whistle?
Yeah, there's going to be a whistle and a foul on number 20, 32, John Torres.
Oops. The officials are sitting him down for 2 minutes.
Yep.
Sobolov made that comment during his interview today about, you know, if somebody gets a little out of order, maybe says the wrong thing, the officials have a rule when they come up here. They're just going to give you time. And now Eric Johnson over to just give him the what for and tell him, you know, just settle down, cool your jets. Going to the line is Versteeg. He puts it up. It's in and good for Wrangell. And Versteeg is now 3-for-3. And we have a two-point ball game, 21-19. And that's foul number two against John Torres. Up and in and good. And it's down to a one-point ball game.
One-point game. Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be Moore. Pass the ball down to Brian Koenig. He pulls up for a little six-footer. And hits nothing but net. So we have a score of 23-20. Just inside 9 minutes, and bringing the ball up for Wrangell is going to be Eric James. James over to Robbie Marshall. He spins on Cartini. Has the ball slapped away. Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be Richard Moore. Pass the ball over to Brian Koenig. Pulls up for a baseline three. He hits nothing but net.
Mahoney got back-to-back a 3 and a 2, and it's now a 26-point lead all of a sudden when it was a 1-point lead. They got 5 unanswered points thanks to Mr. Koenig. Back we go, Wrangleway. They're going to work it inside. They're going to get down in there to Eric James, and James goes off to Clark. Clark tries to drive in the paint, and he's going to be fouled.
I think it's going to be by Charles Cartiti. Yep, it's going to be his first personal foul. And back into the game for Wrangell is going to be number 9, Tony Harding. And sitting down is going to be number 13, Mitch Mark. At the free throw line for Wrangell, that's going to be number 44, Jason Clark. So he's got a 3 and a 2 and a free throw, so he's got 6 points. And we'll see if he can knock down his other free throw. We have a score of 26-20. I think it should be 26-21.
Yeah, it should be. And I
talked
to Ron about that earlier. You know, I told him, you throw us so off on our timing up here. And he said, well, I always got to confirm with the scorebook that it was a score. Well, come on, put it up.
Yep. So back on the Hoonah side, Moore passes the ball over to Brian Koenig, over to George Fisher. Fisher puts up a 3. No good. Rebound comes down to number 44, Jason Clark for Wrangell. Clark over to Eric James. He's going to drive. Takes a 3, pass it back out to Clark, back out to Andrew Brustig. Brustig's going to drive on Fisher, puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Robbie Marshall. He's going to put it up off the glass and back.
Good, coach.
Yep, Robbie Marshall's going to get his first points of the game, and we're going to see if he could convert on the free throw for a 3-point play.
And that's going to be foul number 1 against Richard Moore. So that's 16 fouls against Hoonah.
Yeah,
Robbie Marshall just came in, has 2, and he can make it a plus 1. 26-24, he can cut it back to a 3-point game. Taking his time, long hold of the ball with his left hand against his thigh. Now it's up, and he does make it a 3. So we're back to a 26-25, a 1-point game.
Yep.
See, that's what the delay is when they didn't put the 2 up again.
Yep.
I'm going to go talk to Ron at halftime.
So just about 8 minutes to go. We have a 1-point game, 26-25, Hoonah on top of Wrangell. Koenig handling the ball for Hoonah. Pass the ball out to Fisher. Fisher's going to pull it for a long 3. Rebound comes down to Brian Koenig. He puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Tony Harding.
Harding will come down on the left-hand dribble. That makes us look bad when we keep giving the wrong score out. So back we go the other way. And we can't remember the scores up here, folks. We've got to count on that board. Back we go, Harding. A little jumper. That was in just outside the 3-point line. Nice one by Tony Harding. He gets his first field goal, and we have a 28-26, our fourth lead change of the game, and Wrangell's up by 2.
Bringing the ball up for Hoonah is going to be DJ Lindstrom over to Fisher. Fisher puts it up inside the paint. It's good.
Fisher gets his 9th point. Todd at 28, our second tie of the ball game. Last one was at 8, so 20 points later, we're tied again. Back we come the other way. Wrangell with the ball. They drive down the baseline, reaching in from behind as Lindstrom gets a hand on the ball. Are they going to say that it came off of Eric James?
Yes.
I think they are.
Yep.
So that was a nice move by Lindstrom to slap it off of James out of bounds and get the turnover. Or what do we got going here? Suzanne Defoe over in front of the table.
Well, John Torres was trying to check back into the game, and the referee that made him sit down said, nope, you have to sit back down until...
I'm glad you picked that up. She didn't realize that. She called him back in.
Yeah. So bringing the ball up for Hoonah is going to be Lindstrom. Lindstrom being guarded by Andrew Brustig over to... Well, he switched. Now Robbie Marshall is guarding him. Pass the ball over to Jalen Prince. Prince over on top to Fisher outside the 3-point line. Over to Koenig. Koenig's going to pass the ball over to Lindstrom. Lindstrom being guarded by Robbie Marshall. Now DJ thought about pulling up for a 3. As he was well defended by Robbie Marshall. Pass the ball out to Fisher. Back over to Lindstrom. Lindstrom directing traffic. He's going to drive. It's going to be double teamed. Pass the ball off to Jalen Prince. He's going to pull up about a 20-footer. It's up no good. Rebound comes down to Lindstrom. He puts it up off the glass. And good. That's going to be his 6th point. And we have another lead change as Hoonah goes on top, 30-28, with 6 minutes to go. Bringing the ball up for Wrangell is going to be Tony Harding. Harding being met by Jalen Prince right in front of the Hoonah crowd. You can hear the Hoonah crowd chanting defense. Over to Jason Clark. Clark being guarded by Fisher. He spins, puts it up. off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Versteeg. He puts it up for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Marshall, puts it up off the glass, no good. And ball kind of got slapped around there for a while. Finally, it comes down into the hands of Brian Koenig. Koenig over to wide open DJ Lindstrom. He puts up a three. It's up and good. So Huna goes back up by five with a score of 33-28 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this B action. Bring the ball up for Rangel. It's going to be Tony Harding being guarded by Jalen Prince. Back out to Jason Clark. Clark over to Versteeg, being guarded by Lindstrom. He's going to drive. He's going to spin. He puts it up. No good. Hits the floor. And it's going to be off of number 44, Jason Clark. So we have a turnover by Rangel, and we have a couple of subs coming in as George Fisher is going to sit down, and so is Jalen Prince. Into the game for Huna is going to be Devin Moritz and John Torres.
Well, they're going to let Torres back in, I see.
Yep. Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be Lindstrom. Lindstrom being met by Clark right at the top of the key. Long pass over to Brian Koenig over in front of the Angoon section. Back on top to Moritz over to Lindstrom. Lindstrom's going to pull up for another three. It's up, no good. A little bit long. Rebound comes down to Clark. Clark bringing the ball up for Rangel. Pass the ball over to Tony Harding. Harding over to number 11. That's Ryan Howell. Howell's going to drive baseline. He fakes it, tries to get the ball over to Robbie Marshall. Has the ball stolen away by John Torres. Torres bringing the ball up for Huna. 33-28, 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this first half of the B action. Torres thought about putting it up, but he was well guarded by Robbie Marshall. Now Brian Koenig's going to put up another three, as he's got a couple of threes and a deuce in this half.
Was that Koenig?
Yeah. We have a score of 36-28. Huna on top of Rangel. The winner gets who tomorrow?
Pluck one.
Oh, no, this is a B bracket. Haynes.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Too many brackets.
And we have a 30-second timeout by Huna. With that timeout, we'll take a quick timeout.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
We're back in action, and we've got quite a ball game on our hands, although having said that, Huna's been able to get to jump out front here several times, and right now they lead 36-28. They're up by eight. We're under 4 minutes to go here in the first half.
Moritz inbound the ball to number five, Brian Koenig. Koenig over to Cartini, over to Moritz. He's going to pull up a baseline three in front of the Angoon cheering section. It's up, no good. Off the backboard, didn't hit no rim. Rebound comes down to Huna, over to Cartini. Cartini over to Brian Koenig. So Brian Koenig's got a couple of not-so-good-looking three-pointers there. And now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Eric James.
I think it's on Ryan Howell.
Okay, Ryan Howell is going to pick up his first personal. The ball will remain in Huna's possession. Lindstrom into Moritz, getting a screen from Cartini. Back over to Cartini. Cartini faked the three, passed it inside to Koenig, and Koenig gave it right back to Cartini as he was cutting to the basket, but the shot's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Rangel. Eric James is going to run all the way down, pulls up for a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Rangel. Eric James with the ball, almost has the ball stolen away from him.
Gets it back to Moritz.
Yep.
I'm sorry, to Mitch Moore.
And now Stavi is going to pass the ball over to number 11.
Brian Howell
is going to pick up a couple, and he's fouled, count the basket, and give the foul to DJ Lindstrom.
That's Lindstrom's first.
Yep. So we have a score of 36-30 with Huna on top of Rangel in this elimination game. 3 minutes to go.
Ryan Howell, a chance for a plus one. He's got a total of seven. Make it seven. He missed that one. Rebound cleared off by Huna. Here comes Torres. Goes over on the far side. He gives it off to Koenig. Koenig back on the right side to George Fisher. Back over. Lindstrom, long three, off the glass, in, rims around, up and good. And DJ nails his second three. He's got three twos. He has a total of a dozen points.
Bringing the ball up for Rangel is going to be number 13, Ryan Howell, over to Tony Harding. Tried to get it to Spencer. Sabi has the ball stolen away by DJ Lindstrom. DJ is going to go into double coverage. He puts it up off the glass and good.
What a nice move by Lindstrom. Boy, he is hot tonight. They're going to have to figure out how to shut him off. He can go right, he can go left, he can shoot long, but he's getting most of them from the inside except for those two threes. Back we go, Harding for Rangel. Feeds it up underneath, puts it up, and that one's going to be good as he gave a nice pass underneath to Stavi, and Stavi gets his first two of the ball game. 41-32, a nine-point lead as we're now under the two-minute mark here in the first half of play. We got speed competition coming your way. Loser out. Winner goes to the championship tomorrow night, 8 o'clock game. Back we go with David Lindstrom. Long three on the left side as he passes over to George Fisher. That was a 40-footer. Shot misses. Rebound cleared off. Rangel outlet to Tony Harding. Down on the left side. Harding signaling everybody around. Now he'll come over to Eric James. Up from three. Nothing but net.
A nice shot by Eric James.
41-35, back within six.
Minute and a half to go, bringing the ball up for Huna. It's going to be DJ Lindstrom. He's being guarded by Tony Harding. Dead ball, pass the ball over to Koenig. Koenig over to Fisher. Fisher back on top, tried to get it to John Torres, has the ball stolen away by Tony Harding. Harding bringing the ball up in front of the Huna crowd. And number 11 for
Rangel put Owl shoot it up now. Owl three misses. And there's a whistle and a foul underneath on a scuffle after the rebound.
It's going to be on Spencer Stavi again, I think. He's going to pick up his third personal foul.
Yep, that's exactly who it's on, and that's the sixth or seventh. Now, I thought they already had six. We got seven for Huna, six for Rangel. Outlet passing back to Huna, minute six. It goes into Richard Moore. Moore across the timeline. Comes over on the near side to Devin Moritz in. Moritz down to Koenig. Right-hand baseline. Air ball on a three-deep attempt from the right side. Won't go. Cleared off by Versteeg. Versteeg goes to Howell. Howell, the 52nd mark, comes across the timeline. Moves from right to left. Comes over to the near side. Now back around the far. Bounce pass off to Versteeg as they trade places. Versteeg goes to Moritz. Top of the key. Back to Eric James in the paint. James gets in two defenders, can't shoot. Nice give and go as he found open underneath there, Jason Clark. Beautiful assist, nice two. It's 41-37, a four-point game as we're at 27 seconds.
Handling the ball for Huna is going to be Moritz. Moritz on top to Moore. Huna might be playing for the last shot as we got 20 seconds to go. Huna's got a four-point lead, 41-37, 15 seconds to go. Torres holding on to the ball. Huna's looking to get the last shot of the half and extend their lead. Moritz handling the ball, being guarded by Eric James. 4 seconds to go. He puts up a three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Rangel. And time expires. He was trying to get the ball to Eric James, but it was kind of a sloppy pass. So we have a halftime score. Huna on top of Rangel with a score of 41-37 in this Class B elimination game.
All right, we're going to take a break in the action. It's 12 minutes past the 8 o'clock hour, Alaska time. You're listening from the capital city live at the Juneau Douglas High School gym. Gold medal basketball, the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament being brought to you by all of our sports club sponsors and the Juneau Lions Club. And you're listening over 800 KINY on the AM dial and all new 103.5 on the FM. We're going to take a two-minute break, and we'll be back. James Jack Jr. and Mike Clasby bringing you the play-by-play. Stay tuned, folks. This is going to be a great second half coming your way. Gold medal on KINY.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra? Shh. Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited-time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
All right, welcome back, and here's the foul situation. Richard Moore with one, George Fisher with one, Brian Koenig with one, Charles Cartiti with one, and Torres two, DJ Lindstrom with one. Hoonan not in trouble there. For Moore, he's got 3 points on a three. George Fisher has 9 on 3 twos and a three. Brian Koenig has 5 on a 2 and a three. And 4 points go to John Torres, 2 at the line and 2 in the field. 2 threes for Jalen Prince give him 6. And the Hoonan leader is 14 points to DJ Lindstrom. He's got 2 threes, he's got 4 twos, and he's 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Actually, yep, that's right. And so they shot 2 for 2. That's the only free throws that Hoonan shot. Looking at Rangel, 2 fouls on Tony Harding, 3 on Spencer Staube, 1 on Ryan Howell. That's it. 5 points go to Harding. He was 2 for 2 at the line. 7 points go to Ryan Howell, a 3 and 2 twos. He missed his only free throw attempt. 2 to Spencer Staube.
In front of the Hoonan bench.
What do we got? A whole bunch of substitutions happening here?
I think so. So Eric James is going to sit down for Rangel, and checking in for Eric James is going to be number 11. That's going to be Ryan Howell. Richard Moore to pass the ball in right in front of his own Hoonan bench. He gets the ball into Jalen Prince. Prince being guarded by Clark. Over to Brian Koenig. He knocked down a couple of threes and tries to get the ball to Jalen Prince, and kind of a sloppy pass, so we have a turnover. Ball comes off of Prince. Bringing the ball up the floor for Rangel is going to be Tony Harding. Harding over to Howell. Ryan Howell being guarded by number 5, Brian Koenig. He puts it up inside the paint. No good. Rebound comes down to Torres. Torres pushes the ball up to Brian Koenig, over to Jalen Prince. He's going to
charge.
Yep, he's going to get called for the charge against Tony Harding. So Jalen Prince is going to pick up his first personal foul. And the ball's going back towards Rangel's direction.
Well, Rangel needs every break they can get. They're down by 14 now. Biggest lead of the ball game. That took place at 11:03, and we got 10:20 left to go. It's 65-51. Hoonan out in front, looking to get into the championship game tomorrow afternoon.
As Haynes is sitting in the championship, and if Hoonan wins, we'll have the rematch of last night's matchup. Bring the ball up for Rangel's going to be Ryan Howell. He passes the ball over to Jason Clark. He puts it up no good. Gets his own rebound, but he's going to be called for a foul. And that's going to be, I have Clark for his first personal.
Yep. He wasn't very happy with that on himself. 9:55. We're under the 10-minute mark.
Bringing the ball up for Hoonan is going to be Richard Moore. Moore being guarded by Tony Harding. He goes left, goes back right, gets the ball over to Brian Koenig. He puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to Tony Harding for Rangel. Harding pushes the ball up to, tries to get it up to Robbie Marshall. Put a little bit too much on that pass, so we have a turnover on Rangel's side. And passing the ball in for Hoonan is going to be George Fisher. On the floor for Hoonan, we have Fisher, Moore, Prince, Torres, and Koenig. On the floor for Rangel, we have Marshall, Ryan Howell, Bruce Teague, and Jason Clark. Torres being double-teamed. He's going to back down his defender, Robbie Marshall. He thought about taking it up, passed it right back out to Brian Koenig. Koenig has the ball slapped away, almost out of bounds, and then Torres saves the ball from going out of bounds. Now we have a jump ball as a couple of Rangel guys got knotted up with Brian Koenig.
Yep, they did. Good call by Eric Johnson, the official over there.
Yep, and the possession arrow favors Rangel, and now Andrew Versteeg's trying to tell his players to get back because he has nobody to pass the ball back into.
We've gone scoreless for exactly 2 minutes to the second right now, 65-51.
Bringing the ball up for Rangel is going to be Versteeg. He puts it up a little bit short off the rim, no good inside the paint. Rebound comes down to Huna. Bringing the ball up for Huna is going to be DJ Lindstrom. Over to Brian Koenig. He's going to pull up base on three. He hit three threes from the same spot there, Mike.
So Koenig has kept Huna way out in front, and they're now out by 17, 68-51, thanks to Brian Koenig with nine of them in this latter part of the half. We went 2 minutes and 20 seconds, actually, without a score until he nailed that one.
And now Tony Harding is going to be fouled by, I think, number 55, DJ Lindstrom. Yep. Lindstrom's going to pick up his fourth personal foul.
And Cartiti's coming in for Huna. Brian Koenig going out. Lindstrom picking up number four.
Lindstrom, I think, kind of poked Tony Harding in the eye, and he went over there and made sure he was okay and gave him a pat and asked him if he was okay, and he said he was.
So Tony will be inbounding it. Now we've got Jason Torres coming in. Coming out is going to be Lindstrom with four fouls on him. 8:34 to go in this one. I'm going to give away another Alaska Seaplanes round-trip ticket here when we get our next one-minute break.
Now we have a turnover on the inbounds pass as Tony Harding was trying to get the ball over to Robbie Marshall, and George Fisher chased the ball all the way down on the other side of the basket and get the ball to Jalen Prince, and Jalen Prince is going to put it up off the glass and good. So we have a score of 70 to 53 as on the other side of Rangel, Ryan Howell picked up a quick two. So 70 to 53 with 8 minutes to go. Huna on top of this mighty B bracket. Cartini handling the ball top of the key. Pass the ball over to Moore. Moore being guarded by Ryan Howell. Over to John Torres. He's being guarded by Robbie Marshall. He thought about driving baseline. He hands the ball off to Jalen Prince. He drives, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Jason Clark for Rangel.
Out to Versteeg. Versteeg comes across the timeline. Right-hand dribble for Rangel. Goes back over to Clark. Clark to Tony Harding. Left side inside the three-point circle. And a timeout on the floor. And it's going to be a short one. We're going to keep it right here. KINY and Alaska Seaplanes have teamed up again for the 2017 Roadshow. We're going to have all kinds of events coming your way throughout the summer. We'll be flying through Southeast Alaska, broadcasting from different events throughout the year. For the last few weeks, people entered at each Alaska Seaplanes location for their chance to win a round-trip airline ticket anywhere Alaska Seaplanes flies. And every evening during the gold medal, we've been giving away tickets. And tonight's winner goes to Ed. Is Huna playing in this game?
Yes.
I wonder if Ed Phillips is over here watching it.
He's probably... He runs the lodge over in Huna.
Okay.
So he might be. I haven't seen him here this week.
All right.
He might be.
Ed, if you're over there listening and you're not here, you just won a round-trip ticket courtesy of Alaska Seaplane. And, folks, keep listening to KINY for the next roadshow location. Don't forget to sign up to any Alaska Seaplane location for your chance to win. The roadshow is brought to you by Alaska Seaplane, flying at a higher standard, and KINY, where you don't miss a thing. And our winners so far this year, Sunday, it was Chris Budke from Huna. Monday, Tom Haywood from Haynes. Tuesday, Matt Steele from Juneau. On Wednesday, another Juneau guy, Greg Martin. Last night, which I announced tonight, it was Valerie Candless from Haynes. And as we just announced, Ed Phillips from Huna. Those are your winners this year. We'll have one more tomorrow as we wrap up the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. And we have the clock ticking away to 7:28 as we're back in play. No score took place.
Nope.
Huna's going to inbound it. They're going to go into number 33, and that is Prince. Prince comes over on the left-hand high post, holds it up. He'll pass over to George Fisher. Now to Moore. Long three. Moore air ball underneath Cartiti. Tries the conversion. Gets it blocked by Versteeg. Cartiti picks up the rebound after this blocked shot. Fadeaway jumper. That one won't go.
It's going to be off of Jalen Prince. So we have a turnover by Huna, and it's going to be going back in Rangel's direction.
Rangel's got a lot of work to go with 7 minutes to go. They're down 70 to 53, 17 points. Outlet pass comes into Howell, or number 55, Robbie Marshall. Marshall stolen away. He and Torres have been going at it all night long on either end of the gym. and Torres just stole the ball away from him. Nice one as they double-teamed it. Now over to Prince. Prince gets inside the three-point circle, goes down the left side of the lane, can't shoot it up, back out. Moore on the right side, works it inside, turn around, hook shot, nice one by number 10, Charles Cartini, who has all of his points here in the second half, two threes and two twos to give him a total of 10. 72-53, up by 19. Here comes Tony Hardy, he's going to run right smack into Prince. Now he tries to jump it over. Rick Howell picks it up underneath. No whistle, no foul. I thought there would be one on Prince, but they let him play ball as they have been all week. Long pass, full court. Prince, oh, and Prince has it slapped away by, what a nice play by Ryan Howell. Long three, left-hand side, Tony Hardy.
Just like that, Rangel's got a little bit of a spark there.
We're back within 14, and we've got a break in the action with a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a one-minute break with 5:58 to go. Rangel trails by 14. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall in Juneau is proud to be part of the Southeast Alaska community and a sponsor of sporting activities throughout the year. Just as they are proud to offer you outdoor sportsman's equipment and accessories for all of your hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor activities. Sportsman's Warehouse offers ammo, safes, scopes, bows, binoculars, hunting boots, kayaks, and a whole lot more. Check out sportsmanswarehouse.com for Hooked on Savings specials this week, good through March 26. Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall open 7 days a week. Call 500-9720.
Rangel trying to put a little bit of pressure on Huna on the inbound pass there, Mike.
Yep, they are, and Huna's going to try and get around it. Take it away, James.
Okay, back on the Huna side, Charles Cartini handling the ball for Huna. Passed the ball off to Jalen Prince. He's over on the near the Huna section being guarded by Jason Clark. Over to Charles Cartini. He tries to pull up a baseline three. He has it blocked and then into the hands of Brian Koenig, and I think he's going to be fouled by number 44, Jason Clark. Yep, 44, Jason Clark gets the foul, his second personal, and going to the free throw line is going to be Brian Koenig to try to get a couple more as he knocked down, what was it? Let's see here, Brian, he's got three threes in the second half.
That's Clark's second foul. Koenig is first time to the free throw line.
Yep.
Well, he's got a hat trick in this game, threes, twos, and ones. 73-58, 15-point lead. So we're under the six-minute mark at 5:26. Luna's going to have a huge crowd here tomorrow. Next one's up. Rims around won't go.
You know, I was going to say that a little bit earlier, Mike. Luna manages to make it back into the championship. You know, they haven't been there in quite a while. So it'd be a good win for them if they could hold on and make it back into the championship against Haynes.
Nice move by Verstig as he gets in between Torres and Devin Moritz. So Verstig picks up a couple more. He's got two twos here, and he's got a pair of free throws to give him six. He's got 12 in the game, six in each half. Cartini's going to inbound it for Huna.
We have a score of 73-60 with 5 minutes to go. Jalen Prince gets the inbound pass. He's being guarded by Clark. Prince behind the back, coming up on the three-point line, and he's going to be fouled by number 33, I believe.
Illegal pick.
Oh, illegal pick.
Well, not. Maybe not.
Yeah, it's going to be on Andrew Verstig.
Well, did Verstig get it? I was watching the...
Prince into Moritz in the backcourt. He's being guarded by Mitch Mork. Now being guarded by Andrew Verstig, and he's going to pick up his second personal foul.
Well, he doesn't waste time, does he?
Yeah.
Stops the clock at 4:45.
16 fouls for Rangel and 14 fouls for Huna. We have a score of 73-60 still. Backcourt pass into Moritz again. He's going to be double-teamed. Has the ball stolen away by number 11. That's going to be Ryan Howell. Bringing the ball up for Rangel. Going to be Howell over to Eric James. He knocks down the threes, and just like that, we have a 10-point game.
4:24 to go here. 73-63.
Now Rangel's fouling, which I don't necessarily think they have to do with 4.5 minutes to go. It's a 10-point game. And right now all you're doing is giving Huna an opportunity to go
make
to the free throw line and, yeah, get more points. It's kind of an interesting...
When we had that same thing happen night before last, who
was
that?
It was a women's game.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep, it was Yakutat and Haines.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Yeah, they started following it. Well, I'll bet you it was almost within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
This is 4:24. It was like 4. It was. I think it's the same exact time. I wish I could have recorded that.
Yeah. So Ryan Howell picks up his second personal foul, and going to the free throw line for Huna is going to be John Torres for a 1-1. Torres missed a free throw earlier in this second half. His free throw is up and good.
Yeah, so he's 1-for-2 here now, and he had 2 in the first half, so he's 3-for-4. And it's 74-63, back up by 11.
Torres' second free throw is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Huna's Jalen Prince, though. Prince being double-teamed by Eric James, and he's going to be fouled by Eric James. And now Prince will be going to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Eric James is going to pick up his first personal foul.
And Prince will be going for his first free throw. I'm just not in favor of fouling like that when you got this much time left.
Yeah.
You know, set up your defense, keep them from inside. Let them miss the shot. You need to get it. You need to get the defensive rebounds and bring them down and score.
Yep. Prince, front end of the 1-1 is up and good. Good thing he made that one because I forgot it was a 1-1. I put 2 circles in.
Oh, you did already. Well,
yep.
There you go. You
yep.
We're planning ahead.
He knew it was going to go. He kept his hand up there.
3 threes for him in this half. 1 in the first.
Yep. And
timeout on the floor, and we'll keep it right here. We're going to recap what's happening tomorrow. James, let's see, where's the bracketing at?
Right here.
Okay.
Right here. Here's the book.
All right, so tomorrow, you're going to have to help me with this because I didn't write these down. My sheet is somewhere in this pile of paperwork. Maybe I can find it, but I don't want to scramble for it at the moment. So we're going to have 2 o'clock women's championship. That's going to be Haines and Huna.
Yep,
right here on KIMY. Then we're going to come back at the 4 o'clock game, and that's going to be the Masters. That's going to be the Huna and Cake.
That's a rematch of last year's championship.
Okay, great.
Cake won it in the Masters.
So I'm going to write rematch. Then we're going to come into the 6 o'clock game, and that's going to be Cluck One and Juno going at it in the championship for the C bracket. And this game is going to be Haines, and there's the 8 o'clock last game is going to be Haines and Huna. And I'm writing them in there right now because Rangel's not going to pull this out as they trail by 8 with 11 seconds left. Now, for you high school basketball fans, the Crimson Bears, the boys, pulled off a 41-40 last-second win today thanks to Colby Hoover and I think Eric Kelly were in on that. And they defeated West Valley. So they play Bartlett tomorrow at 12:30. So here's what we've got. We've got live broadcasts coming your way from the home show down at Centennial Hall. Those are start at 10 o'clock. We'll probably break into that high school basketball game with a couple of reports from the home show, but those live broadcasts wrap up at 1 o'clock. So you'll be hearing about that in the morning. You'll be downtown anyway. You'll be able to go to Centennial Hall of the home show. You wrap that up, you can come over here to the Juno Douglas High School gym, pick up your final day ticket, come on in and watch some great basketball. And in the meantime, we'll be carrying that Juno Douglas Crimson Bear going against Bartlett for fourth place in this state's tournament. That'll start at 12:30, and we will roll out of that. And Shawn Michaels, if you want to leave a note for Kendall or whoever's going to be on it. And there's the final buzzer,
85-77.
Huna wins this one over Rangel, knocking Rangel out and putting Huna in the championship game against Haines. Shawn, leave a note for Kendall. What we'll do is carry that high school game, and if it extends beyond the start of the 2 o'clock game, we'll just pick it up in progress. That's what we're going to do, folks. Anyway, we're going to take a 2-minute break here, come back and recap our gold medal. You've been listening over KINY 800 AM, and 103.5 FM. James Jack Jr. along with Mike Clasby as we clear the gym here shortly. This is our short night. It's 3 minutes past the 9 o'clock hour here in the capital city of Juneau. We're live at the Juneau Douglas High School gym, and this is the 71st annual Juneau Lions Cub gold medal basketball tournament. We're going to be back with a recap of this final game before we go into championships tomorrow. We'll be back in 2 minutes as Juneau wins this one.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air.
789-9150. Don't play it cool. We're a friend that you can count on to help you make things right. Don't play it cool. Call Ike Steel. Bringing warmth and comfort to those long Alaska nights.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
75. All right, we're back at it here, folks, as we are going to bring you the second half stats. And our final score, 85-71, and I didn't write that down, but I fortunately put it in the book, as Juneau wins this one. How'd it look for Rangel in the individual stats?
In the individual stats for Rangel, we had Tony Harding for 4 fouls and 11 points total. He had 5 points in the first half and 6 points in the second half.
He actually had 3. He had 3 threes in the second half.
Did he? Okay.
Yep, so he had a total of 14. I just double-checked that.
Okay, I had Ryan Howell for 20. He had a 2, a 3, and a 2 in the first half. He had a couple of 2s and then 3 threes in the second half. And also, Andrew Versteeg had 20 points, as he had he went 4 for 4 from the free throw line in the first half and added 2 points. And then he had missed
eight
free
for,
throw.
8 for 11 from the line.
Okay, 8 for 11 from the free throw line. And Eric James had 8 points. And Ryan Reeves did not score. He didn't play. Jason Clark had 4 points, and he had 9 points total for the game. Majority of, I think he had 6 points, in the or all 9 points in the first
all
half.
All 9 in the first half,
yep.
Exactly.
And Robbie Marshall had 2 fouls and 7 points for Rangel.
All right, Tony Harding, you said 14. Let's see, Spencer Stavi had a couple. So they shot 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, Rangel did, in their defeat from by Juneau, which puts them out of the tournament. So when you're in one of these games, you get a W no matter what happens. You either get a win and you get to play, or you get a W and you get to watch.
Yep.
There you go. So Rangel will be watching tomorrow. I'm sure they'll stick around. They got a great crowd here. For Juneau, moving into the championship game against Haines tomorrow night. That'll be our final game at 8 o'clock. And here's how it looked individually. These are all unofficial, folks. We get talking up here. We're trying to watch the game, watch the play-by-play, keep scores, so sometimes we're off. But we're usually pretty close. 3 points go to Richie Moore, who had 1 foul. George Fisher had 1 foul. He picked up 9 points, all of those in the first half. Devin Moritz was in and was held scoreless. Brian Koenig picked up 2 fouls. He had 5 points in the first half. Came back with a dozen in the second on 3 threes, and he was 3 for 4 at the free throw line. Did a great job for Juneau.
keeping them in the win. So Koenig deserves a good kudo for his participation in the second half victory. And then we come down to Charles Cartiti. He picked up all 8 of his points in the second half. He had 2 threes and 2 twos. 1 foul on him. Then we go down to John Torres. Torres was one of the 3 high scorers. All these rest of these guys are in double digits. Torres had 3 fouls. He had 4 in the first half of points, and he picked up 10 more in the second half, and he went 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Then we go to Jalen Prince, who had 6 points in the first half, came back and contributed 9 in the second half to give him a total of 15. He was 6 for 8 at the free throw line. And then we go with DJ Lindstrom. He had 4 fouls. Nobody fouled out of this game. There was actually 3 guys with 4 fouls. That was DJ Lindstrom, and then for Rangel, it was Tony Harding and Andrew Versteeg, just as a recap. But DJ picked up 17 points, 14 of them in the first half, and Rangel kept him pretty quiet in the second half with only 1 3-point field goal.
Yep.
Huna shot 15 out of 20 for 75%. So that's going to do it. Let's see. And now, just to tell you again what tomorrow's games are. First of all, come here at 2 o'clock after you go to the home show, and it'll be Haynes and Huna going at it in women's competition. Then at 4 o'clock, it'll be Masters bracket with Huna going against Cake, and that'll be a rematch of last year. Then the 6 o'clock game, and somewhere in around the 4 and the 6, we're going to do interviews with all these great officials that come up here and contribute their whole entire week. I know they get paid for it, but you know what? It's a lot of work for them. And we'll go to C bracket competition with Cluck going against the Juno James gang, which surprised a lot of people this year, winning 4 in a row in the loser's bracket to get themselves into the championship game. And finally, our wrap-up game tomorrow night will be this Haynes team going against the one Huna that just won this one to continue their winning streak. Oh, I thought
somebody's down there trying to get my attention.
Oh, well, we're busy doing this, so don't distract me. Anyway, so that's going to be our games tomorrow night, and that will wrap up the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. That's in the top 5 longest running Lions Club events in the world out of 46,000 Lions clubs that are active today and 100 years of Lion Club participation. This one is in the top 5. It's a great tribute to this town, to this Lions Club, to all these villages around and the teams that come and participate, to all the fans that support it, to all the volunteers that come and work, to the city of Juneau that allows everybody to come here. They couldn't turn them down.
So do other Lions clubs put on tournaments too? No?
Not like this. Nothing like this. This is a one of its own.
I heard you talking about that earlier this week, and that's pretty interesting.
It's a single individual event, and it's a great one. And I'm very proud to be part of it, and I'm glad to have you with me again this year, James.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Yep, no worries. I want to thank Andrew Frisky as well, who probably will be around tomorrow, but he's going to be playing in that final game, or are they? Yep, they are. They're playing in the Cluck One C bracket at 6 o'clock. So hopefully we'll talk to him. Thank your brother, Dwayne, and I hope I'll see him tomorrow. Congratulations to our 3 inductees tonight into the Hall of Fame. Nick Davis from Cake. Joe Tompkins, one of the officials. This is his 20th year, and he announced his retirement tonight. But then he kind of fudged a little bit, said, I think that'll be it. But you never know. And then, of course, to Stuart DeWitt from Haynes originally, playing for Cluck One. He was the spark plug that got him going last night to pull off. They were down by 16 behind Metlakatla, and they took the steam out of Metlakatla as they came behind and won that one 94-92. And I think that was part of Metlakatla's problem tonight, was they spent so much energy against Cluck One last night.
Yep.
All right, there you go. That's going to wrap it up, folks. And thanks to Shawn Michaels back there at the radio station keeping us on the air and listening to us flap our jaws.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm good.
You going to get to see any gold medal, or are you working the board again tomorrow?
I am not sure yet tomorrow, but I'm sure there's a fry bread with my name on it somewhere.
I'm sure there must be. Sean, thanks for taking care of us tonight.
My pleasure.
God bless everybody. Thanks for listening. It's been Mike Clasby along with James Jack Jr., bringing you the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, the final night except for championship games tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great Friday, a safe Saturday. We'll see you right here in the Juneau Douglas High School gym in this great capital city of Alaska, Juneau. Bye for now.
This has been Gold Medal Basketball, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine.